This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hello! All right, let's calm it down. We got to get sad here for a minute. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got to get sad. We have to do it. This is a huge, I'm going to start with the big death. Look, it's brought to you by Bad Advice. We give it, we gave two, actually, weirdly, some real similarities in the two people we took on yesterday for Bad Advice on The Secret Show. Secret Show is a show we do entirely separately from this show. It's uncensored. There, you know, it can get super dirty. It's not really for everyone. It's definitely not for kids, and it's not for work. But we do actually try to take on people's questions and problems and situations and help. And we're so good at it. Oh, my God. So we love to give bad advice. Actually, good advice. So if you need some help in your life, you can email us, and we'll take you on The Secret Show. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at Radio Alice.
Yeah, so, there's been some serious ones. I mean, my preference is those embarrassing sexual moments,
yes,
where you're just absolutely humiliated.
No one's sending those.
Those, we're not getting those. Those are the fun ones. Like the one where I had to call in sick to work because I was just like the Minuteman. And I really liked this girl and I needed another shot.
Yeah.
Had to
see,
stay.
The thing is your stories are not, nobody else has those stories. Nobody else called in sick. For work.
Whatever. The point is, those would be more fun, but we're getting really deep stuff.
Right. It's getting serious. We keep it funny. Don't worry. We totally poop on people. It happens. You know, like the one lady who's like, you know, this guy's an a-hole. Who's the a-hole here? It's you. Right. You're the one.
Right.
He just told us the situation. You're the bad guy. You're the
bad
guy.
You lingered on purpose and you knew the situation. Yeah.
So yesterday, John and I are, you know, we're having a lot of, look, it's a, you know, a lot of stuff is happening with us and as we get older and, you know, we talk about retirement from time to time and the things we want to do in our retirement. And as we're in the middle of this conversation, my phone buzzes and I glance down and it's a TMZ alert saying Norm MacDonald has passed away. And he was 61 years old. Which is so, I mean, like I can smell 61 from here. Like it's crazy how fast time goes. He'd been battling cancer for 9 years, 10 years, and didn't, like even some of his family didn't know. He just didn't want, he wanted to keep working and he wanted to not have that be what his life was.
He wasn't working that much though.
No, he has a show on Netflix, or had one that, like, Norm MacDonald has a talk show, or Norm MacDonald has a show, and he was about to film a special for Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So this has been an ongoing thing that he's somehow handling in his life. It's kind of like Chadwick Boseman when he passed, and everyone went, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Of course, he was much younger than Norm MacDonald, but look, Norm has been in our life. In fact, you have a story about when you went to SNL. In fact, let me not get ahead of myself. I want to start with a little montage of Norm MacDonald and how funny he was.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news. Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham, has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen, A Nine-Step Plan for Success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. Last week in Cleveland, the rock group Crosby, Stills, and Nash was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In addition, a special Lifetime Achievement Award was presented to David Crosby's liver.
Okay, folks, that's the news. Have a good thing.
Have a good thing.
Good whatever. Norm Macdonald, one of the greatest comedians of our time, and often sidelined because he was on SNL, and then while he tried and had a sitcom, I think, called Norm. For a couple of years, mm-hmm. But I'm with you. I feel like I hadn't heard much out of him, you know, considering what a huge part of earlier in my life he was. He passed away yesterday after a nearly decade-long battle with cancer at 61. You didn't miss anything. He'd been battling it for 9 years, but told almost nobody, including family and friends. His longtime producing partner said Norm was most proud of his comedy. He never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. He was a pure comic. He once wrote that a joke should catch someone by surprise. It should never pander. He certainly never pandered. Norm will be missed terribly.
No, and that's one of the reasons why he wasn't as successful as maybe he could have been. Mm. He was like the comedian's comedian. Comedians loved him.
Right.
I loved him, but there are a lot of people who would probably say, wow, he's a jerk. Or he's mean, but that's, you know, right there, you just said it. It should catch someone off guard. It should be something that you don't expect. The thing that you wouldn't think of is what he's going to say.
Norm got his break in Hollywood writing for Roseanne and the Dennis Miller Show in 1992. He joined SNL a year later and hosted the Weekend Update segment for 3 seasons. He was with the show through 1998. He lost the Update gig in 1997, supposedly because of that joke about O.J. Simpson, who was a good friend of an NBC executive named Don Olmeyer.
Mm.
They say that's why. He had his own sitcom, Norm, debuted on ABC in 1999, ran for 3 seasons. He was in a bunch of films, Dirty Work, Funny People, People vs. Larry Flint, Man on the Moon, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. He voiced Lucky the Dog and Dr. Doolittle and its sequels. He also was, just a couple years ago, he was Colonel Sanders in a few KFC ads.
Oh, right.
He had a Netflix talk show called Norm Macdonald Had a Show. That was 2018. And he had a Netflix special in the works at the time of his death. Obviously, a lot of people are weighing in on this. A lot of his friends and other comedians and talk show host. We wanted to play. Let's play. You said you had 2 things there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save the moth thing for last.
Okay, let's
do this one.
Sure. This one is him talking about leaving SNL for getting fired. Really,
a year and a half ago, right? I had a sort of a disagreement with the management at the NBC. I wanted to keep my job, and they felt the exact opposite. So you see, they fired me because they said that I wasn't funny, you know? But now, this is the weird part, right? It's only a year and a half later, and now they asked me to host the show. So I wondered, I go, hey, wait a second here. Hey! I go, how did I go in a year and a half from being not funny enough to be even allowed in the building to being so funny that I'm now hosting the show? How did I suddenly get so damn funny? It was inexplicable to me, because a year and a half, let's face it, is not enough time for a dude to learn how to be funny. And it occurred to me, I haven't gotten funnier. The show has gotten really bad. So, yeah, I'm funny compared to, you know, well, you'll see later. But...
That's how they open the show. That's
that's so funny. God, he's great.
And there it is. That's not the way you endear yourself to
no
management types.
Well, it's a live show. That's the thing. What are they going to do? Give them the hook?
Right.
Adam Sandler said, every one of us loved Norm. Some of the hardest laughs of my life with this man. Most fearless, funny, original guy we knew. Conan O'Brien said, I'm absolutely devastated about Norm Macdonald. He had the most unique comedy voice I've ever encountered. Was so relentlessly and uncompromisingly funny. I'll never laugh that hard today again. I'm so sad for all of us today. Letterman said, in every important way in the world of stand-up, Norm was the best. An opinion shared by me and all peers. Always up to something, never certain, until his matter-of-fact delivery leveled you. Jon Stewart, no one could make you break like Norm Macdonald. Seth Rogen, I was a huge fan of Norm Macdonald, and I essentially ripped off his delivery when I started acting. I would stay up specifically to watch him on talk shows. He was the funniest guest of all time. We lost a comedy giant today, one of the all-time greats. And we will end with this. This is Norm on Conan O'Brien.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Mm-hmm. Podiatrist's office says, what's the problem? And the moth says, what's the problem? Where do I begin, man? As I go to work at night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria, she fell in the cold of last year. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy, I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging onto my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. The doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
So that was a 3.5 minute bit that I cut down to a minute.
Good job. Nice cutting it out, you know. It makes you really get inside the head of a moth, doesn't it?
So dumb.
He doesn't love his son anymore. Really lost his daughter to the cold. Okay. Anyway, rest in peace, Norm Macdonald. Yeah. I didn't know you were sick, and nobody knew you were sick, and that is...
I saw the first post, weirdly, as I was getting ready to... I was texting Bryn to find out if it was just me having problems with my computer around lunchtime.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And while my phone was out, I checked something else and then was there. And there was the first, like, you know, rest in peace, Norm, because that's what happens on Instagram now. Yep. Mm-hmm. Fills up with people.
Yep.
So, and that was the first I heard of it. And I immediately opened another window and, like, you know, looked him up and went, oh, no, it's true. I think he was a Siggy guy. I'm not trying to say anybody deserves cancer, but I think he smoked cigs.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
Well, there's no info. I'm sure there'll be more info as this gets picked apart and examined, et cetera. And people
don't
have
smoke, kids.
To say. But it's, you know, we don't know what got him. That's, you know, a 9-year battle. That's exhausting, you know.
Well, you want to live, though.
You do. Yep. You do. And he clearly wanted to. He didn't want to tell anyone it was happening. He hoped to get past it, I'm sure. And had other things continued to work. So rest in peace. The long night has ended. Your long watch has ended. Britney Spears is in the news today. Yesterday, Bryn and I were going to do a story just, you know, and you've said it well a couple times on the show about how, you know, we're seeing this whole Free Britney thing and this conservatorship gets talked about, but people don't get conservatorships for no reason. And the fact that it's continuing to stay in place is indicative of what's privately happening with Britney Spears. And there was a post that she put up, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, but we were going to talk about it yesterday. It's her like in a bikini and kind of almost pulling it down to where you can see stuff. And she's just several shots, these weird things that she does with dancing and that
it's
kind of thing.
It's almost kind of cryptic.
It's very weird. And then you read, and she writes paragraphs for the caption. They're so long. And they're they just jump around everything from like how good donuts taste to you know, what's
laundry.
Happening on Wall Street. Oh my God, she had a whole thing on laundry
right.
as part of 50 other topics that she bounced. it's completely erratic and crazy. And when I read her captions, I go, oh, I... That's
her captions
glimpse.
Are completely irrelevant to her posts.
To anything. And they also just, they're about 12 different things that she keeps going back and forth through. She secretly loves laundry and I'm going to make a smoothie and, you know, my dog pooped on the carpet. I mean, it's all these things. It's so weird. And it's just ironic that yesterday we were going to do, I just didn't have time for it. As you know, we run out of time constantly. But Brittany had posted this thing, a little bit crazy town. And then yesterday afternoon, she deleted her Instagram.
The whole thing.
It's gone. So today, I can't even find that post.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany is sending a powerful message by deleting her Instagram amid her 13-year conservatorship, says some source. She posted on Twitter, don't worry, folks, just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon.
It's Brittany, bitch.
So I'm not sure why she did it for reals. Maybe it was. She just thought, I don't like the backlash. If she ever read the comments, it's everything from you're the queen to you crazy bitch, get out of here. Seriously, it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
don't read the comments, celebrities. Don't do it.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I'm not a fan of hers. And yet, I would hate to see her blow through that money and suddenly be someone who can't earn and can't take care of herself. So that's my concern for anybody who has any kind of level of mental illness. I don't know what she suffers from. I have
right.
no idea.
Nope.
But I would hate to see that happen. That's why I sort of, maybe it's come off like I'm defending her dad or defending the conservatorship. But if they've put her in that, maybe we don't know all of the story.
We definitely mm-hmm. don't know all of the story. I'm not sure I reported it or not, but she's engaged to that Sam Asghari guy now.
Yeah,
and that was
did.
One of the posts.
Some
she,
big ring that,
yeah.
that she bought, I believe.
Oh, right. That's
you,
right.
Uh-huh.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
And I don't know that she bought it, but he may have taken out a giant loan that she will pay for later.
Yes. She may not have bought it yet, but she will buy it.
Right.
And I'll leave you with this. Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg are making a film together called Me Time, and there was a horrible accident on the set. The looks like LA Fire Department sources say that they got a call for a long fall at Sunset Gower Studios just after 7 a.m. yesterday. A fire department source said a 38-year-old man fell from a catwalk about 60 to 80 feet in the air.
Oh.
He was not wearing a safety device. He had fractures in his legs and arms and was...
He lived?
Well, he didn't have a heartbeat when they got there, and they were able to resuscitate him. However, I don't have anything about... They say the condition was grave when they arrived. They got a heartbeat. They upgraded him to critical, and he was rushed to a nearby hospital. I don't have his current condition. It's possible that it's been updated since. They also are not saying anything about the circumstances that led to his fall. But he was up high somewhere. I don't
70
know.
70 feet.
Doing
what is that? Three stories? Four?
I don't know. Isn't it 12? Isn't it five? 12 feet per story?
Well, whatever it is, that's high. That's
almost
like,
six stories.
Yeah, that's.
So I don't know where he was or if he was doing a stunt or if he was a camera guy. I don't have a ton of info. Somebody in the production team fell. Although a production source says it was like 30 feet. But LA,
30 feet's really high, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. High enough to die, for sure. But I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Fire Department, who say 60 to 80 feet.
You're not rolling out of a 30-feet fall, and you're definitely not rolling out of a 70-feet fall. You are breaking a lot of you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yes. The fact that they were able to resuscitate him is actually a miracle. So if I get more info on that, I'll let you know. I am done. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a wonderful reunited story, which is great, and more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.